Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the fifth day of the month of Nisan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular, the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Nissan Shalomayev of Kehillat Or V'Achdut in Hillcrest, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shalomayev slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed then by Rabbi Shalomayev reciting the Mishaberach L'Cholim. Let us pause and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shalomayev.
Thank you very much, Naftali. Thank you very much for giving the opportunity to come on and share some words of Chizuk. During these hard times, we all need some Chizuk. We all need some inspiration to keep us going. And maybe we can glean something from my own personal Rebbe, my own teacher, that was unfortunately gone due to the pandemic. His name is Rabbi Aaron Wolkin. Anybody knows Rabbi Aaron Wolkin? He was a prodigy of the illustrious rabbinical family, from the Wolkin family, from the Skan Aaron, the Shelot Shuvot Bet Aharon, and his grandfather, who was a famous Rav in Queens here, Rav Shmuel David Wolkin, who was a student of the Chafetz Chaim. He came from a very illustrious family, rabbinic family, and he had a big influence on me. And his yahrzeit is coming up this coming Sunday night. And maybe we can share something from him and keep us going through these hard times. I saw recently in the Sefer written by Rabbi Hoffman that said that in the names of the Book of Kabbalah, that there are two different types of tzaddikim. There are two types of tzaddikim that are in this world. There are tzaddikim, there are meirim, tzaddikim who are shining, and there are tzaddikim who are not shining. What is the difference between them? Tzaddikim who are shining only see the good that exists in the world. They're not disturbed by the evil that exists in the world. They only focus on the good. Whereas there's a lower level of tzaddik, they're still a tzaddik, they're still righteous people, but they engage with evil and they try to cleanse the world from it. And each one has a certain tikkun in life. They come to do a certain mission in the world. But I believe my Rebbe was from the first one, who was a tzaddikim shemi'irim that always saw good in other people. It was just impossible for him to see anything bad with others. And any situation that he was in, he always used to see something positive. One time somebody came to the yeshiva and asked my rabbi a certain question, and he said, "Rabbi, what do you do if your shul has a Baal Korah that is not such a good one?" And my Rebbe answered, he said, "The greatest good you can do for yourself is to never see the guy is not a good Baal Korah. That's not the greatest good you can do, is don't look at him from that perspective. Find why he's a good Baal Korah. Maybe find why he's a fast reader. Maybe he's a nice person. And in every bad situation and every bad person, if you focus on the good, then you'll see amazing, amazing things." And I think this is illustrates my Rebbe and his personality, and I got to know him over the years. He was never able to get into politics, and this also extended to his way of learning. He used to learn everything and everyone. There was no discrimination in him in terms of, do you learn this camp? There's no camps. There's no teams, he used to say. There's no such thing as teams, he used to, and that extended to his love to all Jews and to see positivity. So I think that this message, to focus on the good and try to emulate, to be a tzaddik, which is meir, tzaddik, which is shines, and to see only the positive in every single situation. We can glean from it and give us some koach, some strength to emulate, to become tzaddikim like that. And this can be a great source and comfort for many, many that seek to get through these very, very rough times that we are in. to try to focus on the good and try to focus to emulate and become a tzaddik, which is meir, to a tzaddik that gives and shines and only focuses on the good. And hopefully that will give us strength to continue going forward. We will now recite some Tehillim. We will start with the first Tehillim, which is Tehillim number 23, Perk Chav Gimel. Mizmor le David Adonai roi lo echtar. Binot deshe yarbitzeni al me minuchot yenachaleni. Nafshi yishovev yanchene b'magle tzedek leman shemo. Gam ki elech beget al mavet lo irara. Ki ata imadi shiftecha umishantecha. Hema yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neget torerai. Dishanta vashemen roshi kosi revayam. Achto vachesed yirzefuni kol yeme chayai. Rishavti bivet avunai leorech yamim. We'll go to Tehillim number Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lama'alot esa einai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adunai ose shamayim va'ares. Al yiten lamod raglecha al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum velo ishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzelcha al yad yemenecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai ishmorcha mikol ra ishmor et nafshecha. Adonai ishmor tzetecha uvecha me'ata v'ad olam. So now go to Tehillim number 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir ha-ma'alot mima'makim karaticha Adonai. Adonai shimal vekoli techayana uznecha kashuvot lekol techanunai. Im avonot tishmurya Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha haselicha leman tivare. Kiviti Adonai kivta nafshi v'lidvaro achalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed, v'harbeimo pedut, v'hu yifde et Yisrael, mikol avonotav. We will now recite Emishe Berach for sick people. Mishe Berach avotenu Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirape et achole. Please mention the names. בשכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא לרחמים עליו, להחלמו ולרפאותו ולהחזיקו ולהחיותו, וישלח לו מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לרמח חבריו, ושיצא גידה בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, אשתה בגלה בזמן קרב אמרו אמן, ומי שברך כבוד הלידיס. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולה. Please mention your names. אז הקדוש ברוך הוא אמא לרחמים עליה ולהחלימה. ולרפותה, ולהחזיקה, ולהחיותה, וישלח לה מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריה ולכל גידיה, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתבג עליו בזמן קריב, ואומר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ושביה העומדים, בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוצא מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה. אשתה בעגלה וזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shalom Hayav. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, for all of those in need, will be answered the tova for good. May the Rabbanu Shalom, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Erev Shabbat, on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as you will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Zev Goldberg of the Young Israel of Fort Lee in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.